with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. Y'all listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Great to have them on board now. We appreciate all their support, and we're going to be bringing a lot of information to you throughout the summer and little tidbits about different projects around your house. And our friends at Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens are going to bring the experts to a radio near you. But want to talk a little bit. Chaz, you're still with us from Schmoe's Brewery. Want to talk a little bit about this Seabreeze beer. Never had anything like this. Tell us about it a little
bit. Seabreeze was something that got introduced to me back in the days when we were out salmon fishing.
Sure.
I mean, I had buddies that had salmon boats all over the place. And mid-morning when you hit that lull, how about a Seabreeze? The captain would say, and it was just light and refreshing and vibrant.
Right.
And so we carried that over into a beer as another draft-only representation, something right. fun and springy. It's got the cranberry. It's got the grapefruit. It's got a little creamy background of that and stuff. And it's just light and refreshing.
Yep. Pretty clear. It's got a golden color to it. I would say that this is probably a low ABV beer as well.
Yeah, we're down there in the below 5.
Right.
So it's
another session. Ale.
Yeah, it's friendly. You can enjoy this out on the deck. You know, even if you're out and about, take a growler to the park, man. If you're right. going to use, you know, those family reunions when you got to use the county grill.
Yeah.
And you want to remember to bring your own brush.
Yeah.
You never know what's been on that grill.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Can't get it hot enough to kill the stuff you think's there. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just a great little fun, springy beer. I mean, we're walking through the woods pretty soon looking for morels. We're going to be seeing the little wildflowers starting to pop up. It's one of my favorite times to go
you
down.
Do you think anybody's getting morels yet?
Not yet.
I don't think yet.
A little early.
Maybe
little
down early. South of Kalamazoo.
Okay.
But up here in our latitude and north.
Not yet.
Not yet. I mean,
usually
we saw snow.
April.
We saw snow this week, and that's going to slow them up a little bit.
Right.
Now, what kind of take a little segue here. I'm really interested in mushrooms, and I don't know anything about them. What
except
type,
you like them.
I do.
Yeah.
I do, but I've never picked them. I've always been kind of paranoid about picking the wrong ones. So what type of – I live in the woods.
Yeah.
What type of trees do you need to have morels around?
Dead ones. Right. Really, there's a lot of different trees that they can get around. It's where the
I'm
spores get. Oaks are going to have it because you've got decaying wood. You probably have – well – You've got cottonwood because that's like a virus in everybody's woods.
No, I don't.
And
I don't
there's
have any cottonwood.
No, but there's
no
be,
dogwood either.
There's going to be some decaying matter around, and that's going to help. A lot of times, if there was a burn, if you burn leaves and stuff where the ash is and
really?
Stuff, that's a good stimulant for those mushrooms.
So, like if I've been dumping ash in a certain area from my wood boiler. Mm-mm.
No,
would that be an area?
It's going to be a little too concentrated.
Right. Yeah, that's going to be a little too. My dad taught me that if you could find a standing dead tree, that was a great place to start with these. And if it was a popple tree,
I know,
even better.
Spot. Okay,
right. And but it's one of those things, like Chaz says, it's the spores and it's from the decaying wood that it hits the ground. And I've got a couple buddies that are real avid mushroom hunters, and when they go out and they pick mushrooms, they always have a net bag because they want the spores, which are itty-bitty little...
To fall out when they're
walking. To fall
out
when they're walking because they feel like they're you know, it's Johnny Appleseed kind of stuff.
You know who's really good at mushrooms is Brad Ensing from Garrett.
Yep, right.
He posts all sorts of... He has crazy ones. Stuff I've seen in the woods before, and I just figured it's just some...
You know,
strange.
You've got not only the morels, you've got the chanterelles that grow on the side of decaying logs. You've got
that's,
puff balls that are out there. If you can understand which puff ball's right, sauteed up, man, they are a dream. The chanterelles, I mean, just a little bit of flavored oil with those.
They were really popular in the 60s, weren't they, the chanterelles?
Yeah, thanks.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah.
Anyway. There's a lot of things that you can get out there, and they're great sides to your grilling.
Oh yeah, real big, strong, earthy flavors go super with a steak. But
so,
Bob, let's talk a little bit about pairing this Seabreeze with some pork because I see that. I'm just the first taste of that. It's like, wow, that would be really, you know, a little bit of fruity, a little bit of acidic.
I think the blood orange is a better pair for what I just gave Chaz from Old World Olive Company, cranberry raspberry blood orange spread. So that's kind of perfect, and that's what I'm doing tonight on my grill.
With some pork?
My best girl is on a weekend getaway. I know you find that hard to believe.
Bob's got a green card.
I know you find that hard to believe.
What are we doing, Bob?
Yeah. Hey, we got to move that party up from July.
Well,
right? Yeah.
Maggie and Olivia went down to Tennessee to take care of the grandbabies, and of course, Maureen wasn't about to let them ride alone.
Oh, sure.
So,
sure.
Like 2 hours before they were supposed to leave, she goes, "I'm going with them."
Yeah.
It's like, well, you're self-employed. Go for it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I have this beautiful. I bought a beautiful loin at Sobeys. It's a center cut half loin.
Uh huh.
And
about the size of a softball. One of those.
Yeah,
right?
It's big. Yep. It's a pork loin. And so I'm going to be butterflying that and rolling it out, and I'm putting in the center of that spinach and I think Swiss cheese.
Mm.
And then I'm glazing the outside with this stuff I just gave Chaz here. It's called the Gracious Gourmet. Old World Olive Company sells it, and I had two jars of it, so I thought I'd bring one in so I could remember the name of it and give it to Chaz because he's a heck of a chef himself. Brewers always are.
Right. Well, brewing is, you know, a form of making bread.
Yeah, it's
right.
Cooking.
And Jappy, we don't get to our size without being good cooks.
That's right, yeah. You, if you're not full-figured, you're not grilling, right?
Well,
yeah.
You should be a good brewer then.
Right. I know some good brewers.
That's almost better.
Right.
I learned that the easy way.
Yeah.
This cranberry raspberry blood orange spread is going on the outside of that, and I'm not sure – I'm pretty sure I'm going to give it like the first 45 minutes with just smoke and just some seasoning, like maybe some adobo or something like that, a citric blend.
It's a little salty. Yep.
A little citrus blend. And I think I'm going to finish it off with this the last 45 minutes because I'm thinking it's going to take about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to have that to be overpowering.
What kind of internal are you running for?
145.
145, standard book. Yeah.
Yeah. And with all the stuff I'm putting in the center of this thing, it's going to slow it down a little bit.
Right.
I'm going to truss it, and I'll put some pictures on the Facebook page and on the website tonight when I post the recipe. But I'm anxious.
It occurs to me, Bob, that if all those people are in Tennessee, that's a hell of a lot of meat for one guy to eat.
It is.
Yeah.
Can you get a pass?
I might have to apply. Yeah, I might have to apply for a pass.
We're serving at about 4 o'clock.
No, who's were? Jordan's
home with me.
Oh, and I thought maybe your new son-in-law,
you know,
was coming over too.
No, he's got a 4-day reserve weekend. He's going to be at Battle Creek tomorrow morning. Jordan and I are heading down to Battle Creek because he's talking with the Air Force and the Navy. So we're going to go down there and talk to the Air Force for a while. And actually, Christian will be down there with the Army Reserve. These bases are all joint bases.
Must be, yeah. I was going to say, you just rattled off three branches.
Yeah, they've
got
everything except the Coast Guard there. Yeah. I don't know.
They're coming up the river.
The SEALs spend more time in the desert. I don't know why the Coast Guard can't go to Battle Creek.
Right, yeah.
There's a river. So the other thing I wanted folks to know was you gave us a great idea that you gleaned from somebody else about a pork loin.
Yeah, Whirlman, Mike Whirlman. He has a company in West Michigan called Squirrels 2 Barbecue. Great guy. He's been a competitor. He's not so much anymore. But he makes this pork loin that I've eaten at many events, right? He's a caterer now.
Right.
He spends a lot of his time catering. And he's got a couple seasoning. One is a sweeter barbecue, and one's got a little bit of heat to it that's called gunpowder. And the two of those he puts on, and he puts a pretty liberal rub on the outside of one of the same pork loins that you're talking about, that center-cut loin. And then he cooks that thing to—
Light smoke.
Light smoke, real light smoke. But his key is that at 163, not 5, not 2, 163, which is the importance of a thermometer— He pulls that off and he wraps it, and it really creates a lot of moisture inside because it's steaming itself, right? So just try that technique. Just wrap that thing when you get it up there to the temperature that you need to be.
I'll be doing that this afternoon.
Right. Coming up next, you want to stuff a tomato or smoke one? Let me know. We'll be back. Smiling in the bright lights.